Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Live mix in the studio. It's Mixtape Mondays. DJ Don Pablo. I don't know if we got it hooked up right just yet. Does it sound
right? I hear a little bit of a reverb.
Yeah, it's a little bit. I think we gotta tweak it a little bit. But
that sounds pretty good, I think.
No, it sounds good. It's just I got it pop.
I mean, no, they're great. I mean, I'm talking about system.
Yeah, I got to pot it all the way up over here. So we'll work it out. Phone lines are open for you. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. What we wanted to, and I've been talking with Don Pablo about this, because we want to make every other Monday so fly with Don Pablo in the building, that we've been working out a couple of ideas here. First of all, Don Pablo's in the room. What's up?
What up, man? I appreciate you guys having me, man.
Oh, man. No, I appreciate you, man. Just adding so much flavor to the show, man.
So good to see you.
So nice. You too, man. You know I love you guys. You guys know that. And just got to pay homage to DJ Flacco in the building, cutting it up
right
now.
Yeah, he's killing it back there.
Dude, he is murdering it. I told you, all the stuff he's been doing on the break, I want in my car all the time.
Oh, man.
Some of the dopest stuff.
The kid's sick with it, man, and that's the common denominator here. We're music junkies, so I'm going to put it on here a little bit, too. We're going to have a good time, and, you know, I appreciate you guys having us. It's going to be a great time. I know we're on to something dope here.
Like, you were coming in on Mondays for a long time, and then you just got packed with bookings, and, you know, which is good. I mean, if you're working, that's always a good thing.
Beautiful thing.
And then you contacted me, a couple months ago, and you're like, hey, man, I got a little time. I want to start coming back in. And I was like, you know what? I want you to come back in, too, but I want you to be a way bigger influence.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't want to. You got too much talent just sit in the corner of the room and just talk what the hell news with us. Like, we really need to showcase you because you're a legend in the area, man. Like, I got so much respect for you.
I'm humbled by that statement.
It's true.
Thank you. No,
yeah,
thank you.
From one legend to another. But shut up, Adam. Roll your eyes at me, punk ass. But yeah, it's a. Definitely want to showcase your talents on here.
Oh, man. Yo, and I appreciate that. And we're going to take this to some big places. And we have a great time here. We have great chemistry and all the team of Smart Mouths, you know. So, B-holes, stay tuned.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is, like, not only we're pretty good friends, but, like, you're an actual B-hole. Like, you listen to the show when I don't even know you're listening to the show.
Oh, no, I tune in. I'll send you guys some Smart Mouth text messages.
Like, love it, dude. I love that so much. You never know who's listening, by the way.
That is very true.
Like, I talk to a lot of local dignitaries, like news people, radio people, athletes, all kinds of people. Kevin from Publix have reached out to me and like, yeah, man, I listen to you all the time. Like, what? I remember the first time Gail Gallardo was like, I remember when you were doing the Midnight Meltdown, I'd be on my way to work and I would listen to you and I was so inspired by your story. I'm like, I inspired Gail Gallardo? Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about, Gail. Your pretty ass.
Don't talk to her like that.
I could talk any way I want. I'm Johnny B, for God's sakes. Okay. Do you know Gail Gallardo?
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
If you knew her, you would know she's okay with that.
Okay, cool.
She's super cool. I'm hoping this sounds good coming through the speakers. I want to make sure this sounds good. Tweet at us and let us know how the sound is in the background. We got DJ Flacco. He's tearing it up right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's just kind of chilling, too. Like, if we let him loose.
He's a natural. No, he's a Ginsu. He's going to shred records.
I love it.
Guaranteed, man.
I know. He's like one of those hibachi chefs back there.
He's
getting ready to start flipping shrimp tails in his hat. Making egg rolls, making volcanoes out of onions, that stuff.
Look, the prick doesn't even have headphones on, man.
He don't need them.
Can I say that?
Said it.
Yeah, I forget what it is. All right, good stuff.
Yeah, prick's fine.
Say it again.
Talking about how Mo was pegging earlier. Yeah. No big deal.
Oh, okay.
I'm on the precipice of pegging, being pegged. I love it. David Bowie was the first man to ever peg while he was on stage. I don't know if y'all heard it. He's a genius. He died way too soon. Miss you, David Bowie.
Mixtape Mondays, every other Monday right here on the Johnny B Show. Very exciting. What I was talking about with you over the phone the other day,
mm-hmm.
and this is something that I thought would be a dope idea to really show just how good you are. Because a lot of DJs can prepare mixes and
sure.
sit around and work out BPMs and algorithms and all kinds of crap. But real DJs can work on the fly.
Absolutely. So it's not an easy thing to do.
It's not. So I thought, we have the B-holes. Call in, tweet in, old school hip-hop.
Sure.
Any song, old school hip-hop. And
well, sling some names at me. Let's do that. Let's try
just
that.
Just names, not songs. Mm. Just artists.
I got you.
And you'll find a way to incorporate them in the mix.
That's the goal. Let's create a little gumbo here.
Ah, oh, be nice. All right, I'm getting an update on the sound right now from my personal audio tech. He says music sounds good in the background.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. Was that Mike?
Whitmore.
Whitmore? Okay,
yeah.
Beautiful.
My boy Whitmore.
Appreciate that.
I got it potted all the way up, though. Maybe we could turn it up higher on the mixer over there, you think? Yeah.
Yeah, we have plenty of room over here. On the
okay, good, 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 good. Yeah, good. Yeah, if you want to crank it up a little bit, you can.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Go. It's your birthday. Is it his birthday?
Every day is his birthday.
Oh, my God.
He's street laced, too.
Of course he is.
Kids fire, man.
I know, man. I saw my boy Mingle Mix. He piped up the other day. He wants to pop in.
Yeah, which is dope. That's definitely dope. Why not?
Did I tell you what we did on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, which is, man, I wish I could have tuned in for that.
It was so fly. For us never even like rehearsing it or anything.
Oh no, you guys would be dope for complete improvs.
Like it turned out so good. It had such a deaf comedy jam feel to it.
How many times did you hit the red button on him?
Oh, in here?
Yeah. On Mingo, did you have to
twice?
Dump him any time?
Oh, yeah,
did
twice.
You?
When right, he was in studio.
Know. Okay.
But no, with New Year's Eve, we were at a live event doing comedy.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like deaf comedy jam. I was a stand-up show with him on stage spinning. Like he brought the comics up and down. But he also stayed back there, and like he was incorporating mixes on the fly to my material.
So,
I was talking about food, and all of a sudden it's like fat, fat, fat boys. I was like, what? Yeah, it was
very nice.
It was crazy, and the crowd went nuts. They loved it, and I had Sloan, who I've been working with a long, long time, 20 years. He's worked the BET circuit, everything else. He was all over it too. Like we were living our little deaf comedy jam dreams.
That's
it was nice.
Badass.
Yeah, but the crowd loved it. It was a dope, dope New Year's Eve show out at Motorworks. It was so cool. Now I'm doing another show there on the 30th with no DJ, and people are gonna be like, "Where's the DJ at?"
It might be a good thing to incorporate, Johnny.
Well, it's all about budget. You know what I mean?
And, that's true.
And Mingle's cool with me. He's not trying to rob me or nothing like that. But
now he genuinely enjoys what he does.
He loves it. Yeah, he's a good
enjoys
dude.
That.
I saw him rapping in his car for like 3.5 minutes on Facebook the other day. So.
He's forever young. he really is.
That is so funny. Get the request coming in for Mixtape Monday. Tweet at us, artist. And between Pablo and Flaco, we will try to make that happen in a final mix that we will do right before social shout-outs and everything. So it'll be good.
It's some fun.
Oh, man, it's going to be dope. I like it. It makes me happy. And we'll figure out other ways to keep things popping, too, whether it be incorporate you into What the Hell News or anything like that. Whatever you want, man. I want to showcase Don Pablo.
Oh, man.
Street-laced DJs.
Yeah, appreciate all
up
that.
Up in the building.
Flacco in the building.
All up in the building. I want to find out.
Vibe St. Pete, what up?
Live St. Pete.
Vibe St. Pete.
Oh, Vibe St. Pete. I'm sorry.
Vibe St. Pete.
Vibe St. Pete is that's the joint. Explain to everybody what Vibe St. Pete is.
It's for people that are familiar with St. Petersburg, whether you're indigenous or just visiting. It's all about St. Petersburg. So it's the culture. It's the vibe. You'll see a bunch of photos. Feel free to send them in. And we share them with people locally.
Very nice. And how can people hit it up on social media?
At Vibe St. Pete on Facebook as well as Instagram. For me, DJ Don Pablo 1200 on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Hell yeah.
And DonPablo.com, DJ Flacco 813 on all your socials. Ooh, great record, too.
I know.
Jeez.
He's good. The guy's good.
Understated, man.
I know. I got a pipe all the way on.
And he can't even vote. Look at him.
He can't vote.
He doesn't look like he can vote.
Oh,
poor guy.
Yeah, we shaved off the beard, so it's a little.
I got you.
I look like I'm 12.
You do look young, dude.
Yeah. I didn't even recognize him.
I thought you meant he was a felon.
She's like, oh, who is this? Well, you know, it's not, you know.
Oh, my bad.
That's plausible scenario.
Oopsies.
I'm just kidding.
No, hey,
just
man. If you're in the hip hop industry, being a felon isn't a bad thing for your image.
No, no, no. It's great for your stock.
It's like radio, man. I haven't been fired yet. I'm waiting. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Give it time.
Yeah. I think I might just start dropping F bombs.
We got a request on Twitter.
Yeah?
At 27 Ninja 60.
Hold on. You know what's going to be fun about this? We need to have Ryan read all the requests.
Yes, oh, perfect.
Because I want to hear him mispronounce rapper names and stuff.
It's going to be really hard for me to mispronounce Lisa, or Slick Rick.
That's true.
That's his request.
Now, good for Ryan.
Do you know Lisa's band that she performed with?
I really don't.
Oh, so sad.
Oh, man, I worked with them, man.
You worked with Cold Jam?
Yeah,
oh.
I worked with them here at Janice.
Oh, man.
When they reopened, it was Lisa and Rob Bass. And it was my second time working with Rob.
Can I tell you a secret fantasy of mine?
Sure.
And I've rehearsed this in the shower like 100 times. This is crazy. I think I've only told my girlfriend this. I have created a duet verse and scenario for All Cried Out to where I can sing it with her. If I ever get big enough,
you can't belt out those kind of notes, though.
Are you kidding? Do you know who you're talking to? What did you just do?
No, let me take two.
How long you known this guy?
I know you have a voice. No, let's be clear, though. You can't hit the same notes that she can.
Challenge!
Seriously?
Number one, yeah, I can.
Okay, I'm
number
so sorry.
Number two, my duet. It's not in the same.
Is it the same octave? That's what I'm getting at.
No, it's actually deeper. It's the compliment.
That's what I would anticipate it would be. You're too Barry White-ish to hit her.
Oh,
octaves.
No. My range is very, very wide.
Very vast. Like him. Yeah,
Shut up.
And I said that in all due respect. I didn't mean that in a bad way.
She's not Whitney Houston.
A
lot less
confident. Nowhere even to play.
It's not Mariah Carey. It's not. She's not Adele. You know what I mean? Like, I know my
limits. Limitations.
I love how you could just complete my sentences for me. Not because we know each other, but you're just smarter than me.
A little Slick Rick in the background. Huh?
I love it.
Got some more requests. Cheddar Stacks. Little David Banner, Pastor Troy, or Lil Flip.
Damn.
David Banner? What was that really dirty song that he had that I liked so much?
Wow, you sound like a Jewish mom right now.
What was that really dirty song? Do you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
She does, too.
David Banner.
Sweetheart, tell me the dirty David Banner song.
Is it the play song? Ooh, I want to get you. What?
What?
Yeah, I love her little self-edits. No, make sure it's the super clean version. No, I recognize a Tourette fit.
Oh, my God. Trust me, we accidentally grab the non-clean version sometimes, too.
Every last in a while.
Yeah. It's going to happen. If you're just tuning in, DJ Don Pablo, DJ Flacco in the house. It is Mixtape Mondays, every other Monday right here on the Johnny B Show.
Perfect.
Give us some feedback, man. We want to know how you like the vibe. If there's something that we can do with Mixtape Monday, if you have an idea, Cheddar Sack, she's all up in the hip-hop scene.
Perfect.
She does a little radio herself and everything else. So if you guys got a little request, something that would help enhance the experience, holler at us. We're working it out right now.
Oh, man, it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, man. All right. We got to get to What the Hell News when we come back from this break. After we do What the Hell News, it's going to be the main mixdown, what I call the Mixtape Monday mixdown.
Perfect.
It'll be the final where we will just sit back for a couple of minutes and not even talk. Just let you guys rip it up.
Done deal.
It's going to be sick. I can't wait for it. Like, I don't even, right now we're talking over it because it's a talk show.
Sure.
But when the mix down happens,
it's organic.
Yeah. I'll rip my headphones off. I'll lay on the floor and just watch you like I'm watching a movie, like a little kid. It'll be nice. I'm not going to lay on the floor because then you guys got to help me out.
Get your popcorn ready.
Oh. Oh, sweetheart. Oh, listen to that.
We got one more request before we get a break.
Yeah.
I didn't know how throwback this was, but Tommy Clemens wants some Nas.
What do you mean you don't know how throwback Nas is?
Is Nas really that throwback?
Yes, 90s all day.
He's timeless, though.
Yeah.
Nas is timeless.
Nas, he could come out with a song tomorrow, it would be
Solid. It's gold.
Same.
It's
gold. Guys surprised I didn't say Nas?
I am a little bit.
Are you surprised I didn't say Nas?
Good for you.
No credit.
I know you know who Nas is.
Thanks, Pablo.
Yes, I know you got soul. I won't let skin tone fool
you. I wouldn't go that far, Pablo, but you're sweet. You're sweet.
Did you watch The Get Down on Netflix?
Oh, I love that show.
So good. And they canceled it. And the reason why they canceled it is they said it was too expensive to film.
That's a horrible excuse.
But you talk about Nas, man. That whole, man, it was so good.
It was just brilliant. That's really how the transition went.
I know.
When they went from that disco to funk era to the beginning of hip hop.
Like the death of horrible disco into the birth of brilliant hip hop.
Well, that's really what hip hop is. Hip hop is gumbo. It's part disco, part funk, part rock.
Rock and roll, soul.
It extracts elements from all genres of music, and then it's just, you bring it all together.
It's true.
So you're going to hear R&B, you might hear house, you might hear some old funk records. Who knows? It's going to be
reggae,
all over the place.
Everything.
Yep.
Absolutely. There's no limits. That's what I love about it. It's like a chef in a kitchen that has no limits. Like, he's like, he can make anything.
That's it.
That's what I want to eat.
Pot.
Hell yeah.
Huge ass.
I'll make you something real nice.
Thank you, Anna.
I got turmeric.
No.
I got onion powder.
No, we're good. Thanks.
And I got some Himalayan salt.
It's sea salt, right? Don't you have dirt? I'm out of dirt.
I'm getting there.
I gotta hit Chef up. He'll be here tomorrow. I need more dirt in my mouth.
You got dirt, right, Anna?
I did.
Do you use up all your dirt?
On what?
Oh, well, someone took it away.
Voodoo dirt.
Oh, that ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Jerk.
No. Oh, wait, you're single?
I gave it to him.
Yeah, she's real single right now.
Yeah, I've been single for like five months now.
What? Yeah. Oh, where have I been? I'm so sorry.
Don't get too excited. I'm dating myself.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. You're bound.
Hey, I did bring her a coleslaw tonight, though, for the record.
That's the first
step. We're on the same page.
This is our first date.
You know what I mean? Yes, it is.
If I know you,
Anna. You might be pregnant after that.
If I know you.
Whoa, I'm just kidding.
Is that a threat?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I was.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to get you pregnant. You and me, rice dinner. Uh-huh. I don't even know what she can eat.
Anna, you might be dating yourself, but if I know you like I know you, you will dump you soon. And you're going to need a real...
Oh. That's true.
You're going to really need a real ding-dong in your life.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.